focusing on this a lot. Very important schmoozer, but I say. And I didn't protest to a schmooze today because I think it's important before the Yontif of Chanukah. Probably one of our last schmoozes of the Zman. Or our last schmooze. Lamaise is a very important parsha. As Yosef is taken down to Mitzrayim, as many of you are aware, and the Torah says, Yosef hurd Mitzrayim of Yikneu Paitifer Sris Parah Sarah Tavachim Yish Matzri Miyara Yishmaelim Asher Ridu Shama. Baruch Hashem, there was Siyata Dishmai V'ayi Hashem Es Yosef. Powerful language. Kadosh Baruch Hu was with Yosef. V'ayi Ish Matzliach. And he was Baruch Hashem Matzliach V'ayi Beveis Adonai V'amitzri. V'ayar Adonav Ki Hashem Yito V'chol Asher V'oseh V'asham Matzliach V'yado. V'yim Tzi Yosef Chem V'inov V'ayir Shaso. Things were working out, Baruch Hashem. V'yifkideu Al-Beiso V'yish Lo V'nosam V'yado. And he trusted him. Paitifar trusted him. Vayazav is called Asherlo. Biad Yosef lo yada yitom uma kima lechem Asher loichol. Vayi Yosef yifei tor yifei mar. Vayirhi achar advarim oile. Atisa eishes adoino veseine al Yosef atoimer shichwa imi. So eishes Paitifar started seducing Yosef. And Baruch Hashem vayimo powerful refusal that the Torah says has to have a unique trup of a shalsheles, which is not for now why the shalsheles is there, another shmuz. I think we've given it in the past. Vayomer Elishas Adonov, Hein Adoni lo yada ki iti ma babayis chol asher yilish lo nosan biyadi. Everything is here for you. No one else is here. Enene godo babayis zeh mimeni v'loi chasach mimeni mu'uma ki moisach. Every day he was faced with this nisayon, her challenging him, her trying to convince him, and that koyach of vayimoein was lasting. But then it came that day. What's that day called, Rabbi Yisai? Has the Torah refer to it? Vayihi kahayoyim hazeh. Vayihi kahayoyim hazeh. And what was that day? Rashi says, kahayoyim hazeh. What's Rashi say, Rabbi Yisai? Yud Aleph? Kolomer, vayihi kasher yigia yoyim yuchad. Some significant day. Significant day for who? For the Goyim. For the Yumas Oilun. Yoyim tzchoik. A yoim of what? Tzchoik. What does that mean? A laugh? We were introduced to this low word, laugh, before. Vayikim mitzachek. Right? Something to do with their laughing. Arayis, their avoida. Yoim eid shalahem. A day of avoida zora from them. That all of them went on that very faithful day. She says, oh, this is the day. This is the day. Is the day that I will now succeed in getting Yosef. And she says, I am sick and I can't go with you to be mitzachik on the Yoyim Eid, on this day of Avodah Zarah. So this was the opportune day for her to cultivate and to build this relationship at the chap, Yosef finally, which was her strong desire for so long. And she succeeded. According to one day, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Yosef actually heard her claims. Yosef actually, it resonated with Yosef to build a relationship. And Yosef was slipping.
Ve'ein ish me'anshei habayis sham ba'bayis, and there was no one else around. And she chapped. What did she chap? Vatit b'seyu b'bigdoy. And she chapped onto his bag at Lamor. Shichvoyimi, build. Build a future with me. Vayazoiv bigdoy b'yodoy, and Baruch Hashem, he fled. Left his beged, vayonas vayetze achutza. I want to focus, everybody said, there's many things to focus on this parsha. There's many things to focus on in this parsha. But what is that phrase? We all learned on that day, but it just means merely it was a strategic day. Why was it a strategic day? Because there was one day that she could pull this off. One day that she had the video cameras that were blocked. One day that she wouldn't get caught. And this was an opportune day. But why is that necessary? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? And I saw yesterday the Alshich points out, if it was a special day, like Chazal are telling us, so it should be Vayihi, Hayoyim Hazeh. What's that language of Vayihi with a Chaf Adimyon? Ke Hayoyim Hazeh. What's that? And it was like that day. What's Ke Hayoyim? It's a weird language, right? It doesn't read straight. Vayihi Ke Hayoyim Hazeh. How does art school translate? I don't have an art school here. Ke Hayoyim Hazeh. How do you translate that? And it was like that day. And then Rashi says, and then she strategized and she capitalized on the opportunity. What's the language of Kahayoyim? It's Yadua. That Parshas Vayeshev Reboisai, which is why it's important to have a shmuz, specifically now, is read Erev Chanukah. Parshas Vayeshev is always the parsha. Right, we know the Torah tells us, the Sfarim HaKadoshim expound on this, that the parshios and the Yom Tov and the Moyadim are not random. They're not coincidental. The parshios are connected to the Zman and to everything that we embark upon in the calendar. And this is the parsha, and specifically this year, that introduces to us the Yontif Haba Aleinu of Chanukah. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, "Ukshigav Yisrael Aleivim Va'avdum," and when Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem were triumphant, and they caused a loss of the Goyim, the Yevanim. When did they achieve that? Bechamisha Ve'esrim B'chodesh Kislev. Oh yeah. It was on the 25th day. V'nichnu chusu l'heichel v'leimotsu shem and tor b'mikdosh ela pach echad v'lo haya b'lahalik ala yomecha b'lvad v'idliku m'menu naras amarach shmoyne yomim ad shekotshu zesim v'hoitziyu shem and tor. Beautiful. They found the pach ha-shemen and they lit. When did they light? I read you the Rambam again. Kshigavu Yisrael alayvem va'avdum v'chamisha v'esrim b'chodesh kislev haya v'nichnas lahecho v'loy matzu shem and tar b'mikdash ela pachecho v'lo haya ba lahadlik ela yoymecha b'lvad v'idliku mimenu neiris ha'marocha shmoyne yomim ad shekotshu zesim v'hoitziyu shem and tar. Pashtus is, Rabbeisai, the first night that they lit was when? Chavav. Look at the Mafteach, where they quote the Ma'aseh Rakeach, he asked his kash on the Rambam. Chavav. Yet we somehow change everything around and we light Bedafka Chavheh. Not only do we light on Chavheh, Rabbi say, very rarely do we name a Yontif after a calendaric date. Pesach asher posach al-bote Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Sukkos asher yoshvu v'sukkos. Right?
Shavuos, because we count the Sefiras HaOmer, the Shavuos. Something to do with the mitzvah Sayyim, something to do with the historic story. Yet what is Hanukkah, Rabbi is saying? Where does that phrase come from, Hanukkah? Chanu Chafei. Well, why don't we call Sukkot Tishtu? Tishrei Tesvav. I don't know. What's going on over here? Suddenly the calendaric date becomes the title. We just ran out of titles. Oh, it's the 25th of Kislev. Give me a name. Call it menorah. Call it something about the yontif. What? Lakis. Something. Anything. Something. Oil. Shemen. Fattening. Sukkaniyot. I don't know. We got a lot of options. Dreidel. But nothing. It's like lame. It's like, oh, like they like had a conference. Like, oh, why not just name the date? Come on, we're better than that. They rested. But what's they rested on the 25th? Why is that significant? Why is that the marketing piece of this Yontif? But then this is Rabbi Yisai. When it comes to the Yontif of Hanukkah, you really have to wonder, where is this Yontif? Why it gets so much excitement amongst us, yet when you look and you do a survey around, you know, literature and chazal and canonization and Torah Shebichsav, garnished. It's like, don't talk about Hanukkah. Don't give it a pasuk. Don't give it a megillah. Don't give it a sefer anach. Don't give it a ksuvim. The Gemara in Yuma says it's loy nitzan likasiv. Why? Why is so geschlecht? Why is Hanukkah lose out? Why is it like the kid in the corner, like you don't want it in your chevra? And yet it's so geschmack for us. It's such an exciting time. But if you mamish think about it, it's like, shh, don't talk about Hanukkah. Oh, we want to have some sugyas. Okay, I'll give you 3.5 blot in the middle of the Masechah Shabbos in the second parak, tucked away that no one else is going to find if you're a Baal Tshuva, like you've never seen this before. You have to know that it's in Masechah Shabbos, in the parak, tucked away, and like, I would never, where's Masechah Hanukkah? What's going on over here? Rabbi Yisai, halo doveru. What in the world is going on? So let's try to shed light, Rabbi Yisai, on all of these questions. And I want to ask one final question, Rabbi Yisai. We're about to get used to and add in our tefillahs a very important tefillah. A very, very important tefillah. That yes, it's true that if you forget it, you don't have to repeat it. But I saw B'Shem Rav Shmuel Felder that he says, if you miss Al-Anisim, think about this, Rabbi Yisai. I saw the very sharp line. What Al-Anisim really means, you're really missing a tremendous element of Hanukkah. Ad kedei kach, that once you read his psak, you're like, why did Chazal not make me repeat it afterwards? Okay, it's different, but it's you're missing something about what the day, what the tafkid of the day is. You may hallel the hoidah that he gives an eitzah in his psakim. Please put a mark in your sitter so you don't forget. We all are the opposite. We're like, shoo, Alanism, we're okay, we're good. It's not like Cholamoyed Yalviyav or something like. B'diavad, we're okay, because we're all B'diavad people. But he says, no, Ad Kadei Kach, you want Hanukkah? Say Al-Anisa. So let's learn Al-Anisa. But before we focus on the text of Al-Anisa, Rabbi Yisai, I want to ask you a question. What happens if you forget Al-Anisa invention? Does anyone know what you should do? Anyone know that halacha? What? The Mishabura does know the halacha, that's correct. Yes. What? Harachim on what? What's the lashon of harachim on?
Never had to say.
She what? She never had to say. You're such a liar. Yeah. What? Okay, guys, let's be real. Like, we all say this harachim on instead of saying Al-Anisim. Yeah. What? Do you remember the lashon?
Isn't it like
she?
But
it, what do you think it is? It's not she'as alaninisim. She? She'as alaninisim. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu who performed miracles should... Here.
Im kvar omer Hashem yamshech al haseder ad be'eino Elohim yadam.
It's from the Mishnah Berurah.
And Yomer Hashem Arachman Hu Yaseh, Omid 86.
What? Beautiful. Where's 86? Where is that? I have it right in front of my face. That's hilarious.
Arachman Hu Yaseh Lanu Nisim Niflos Kasher Osel Avsinu Bayimim Ha'im Azman Hazeh. What does that mean? Arachman Hu Yaseh Lanu Nisim Niflos Kasher Osel Avsinu Bayimim Ha'im Azman Hazeh. What are we asking, Noam? Hashem? Hashem should, we're davening, you're not telling, you're davening that Hashem should continue to do Nisim. Anyone have a problem with that? Excellent. Doesn't the Gemara and Tainus yell at Rava, punish Rava? Because when there was a Shas, when there was a certain Betzeris, whatever, he davened for an ace, and the Gemara says that he was punished for that? Frek the Tvu Ashor, you're not a daven for Nisim. What in the world is going on with our nosa? What in the world is going on with everything we're saying? Raboisai, buckle up. Listen to the lashon of the Nala Nisim. Ala Nisim is said twice during the year. Ala Nisim is said on Hanukkah, Ala Nisim is said Purim. Good. Schmack. Different texts, right? You have to have different texts because it's a different story, different characters, different stars, different situation, but in terms of the Yeshuos, in terms of the salvation, in terms of the Nes and the Tfilos coming into Al HaNisim, I would expect the summation to be similar and parallel. Yet Rabbi say it's not the case. In Al HaNisim of Bimei Ordechai VeEsther B'Shushan Avira, we go through V'Ilahabit is called Yehudim, Tafinoshim, Shlosh Yisrael L'Chodesh, good. So none of that's relevant. Va'ata barachamecha rabim heifartes heitzaso v'kilkalto es machshavto v'ashivoso lo gmula barosho v'solo seyitz bano v'alayitz. That's the way we end. And what happened? You destroyed his whole intention, Amon, and you hung him on a tree. Why couldn't it end? I understand v'rabim yab ma'atim and all that. That's not relevant. And b'may... Matisyob and Yochanan Kangala, those details are not relevant, but this is relevant. In Hanukkah, we say, Ulecha Asisa Shem Gadov Kadosh Balamecha. We sanctified your name. Ula Amcha Yisrael Asisa Chua Gadol, and you saved and created a major salvation for Klal Yisrael. Uforkon Kaya Mezah. That line is something that's relevant in both Nisan. Why is that only found in Hanukkah? Ula'amcha Yisrael asisa tshuva gedoila ufurkan. Kehayoyim hazeh! I've seen that word before. Where have I seen that word, kehayoyim hazeh? The Torah in the Parsha that introduced the Yontif of Hanukkah tells us that Eishes Potiphar found that specific day. And the Alshich asked with the Chof HaDimyin a very strange way about speaking about the day. Not Hayoim, but Kehayoim. And it was Kehayoim that she capitalized and she said, this is the day. What was this day, Zogt Chazal? Yoim Eid, Yoim Tzoik, Yoim Sheolchim Lebeis Avodah Zarah. And she was successful. She was achieving her goals. She was convincing Yosef at the greatest test that we faced, Rabbi said, we all relate to. Yosef was succumbing to her spell on that very day. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, Zocht Rav Moshe Wolfson, in his Sefer Amunah Seitecha, he says something hafledic. One of the greatest ideas I've ever seen. Kahayoyim hazeh is a remez to the oisiyos of yoyim chof hey. What is Yom Chof Hei Rabbo Yisai? What is the day? And now I'm expounding. That's all. That's what he says. And we'll get back to what he says in a second. But Lefi Dvarov Kehayoyim Hazeh Yom Chof Hei. There's something about the 25th. What is it about the 25th? Well, on the one hand, the 25th is a Yom Eid. Is a Yom Avodah Zarah. Is a Yom that is trying to destroy the Jewish nation. Is a Yom that is what? That this year coincides with the Yontif of Chanukah, which is what? December 25th. Kehayoyim, the origins of December 25th, Rabbi Yisai, of Kratzmach, already finds its roots in what? In the Torah Kedosha, in the challenge of the Umus HaOlam trying to take our future leader to build, to intermarry, to destroy Yosef HaTzadik, to not allow that name of Yosef HaTzadik to come about, which the Zohar HaKadosh says only was created and introduced, and he only got that title when he ran out of the room and he left his beged, which the Mepharshim explain, Rabbi Yisai, I believe it's the Tzvila Tzadik, says, "Batitveseyu bebigdoi," she wanted him to be boiged, to rebel against his Jewish nation, his Jewish heritage. And he left his begido, his beged, and he ran out to save his life. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, the first act of Mesiras Nefesh that built the future of Klal Yisrael. Vayimo'ein, and Yosef became Yosef HaTzadik. But Yosef didn't only become Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef became, from a world of December 25th, he introduced an avenue of Mesiras Nefesh that you can create a new Chag called the 25th of Kislev. And now we're going to title this Yontif with no other title, with what would at the beginning of this year I would have said is the lamest name. All it is a calendar date, and yet that's what we want to highlight. Chanu Chof Hei. And it might actually be true that that's not even when they lit the candles, according to the Rambam. It comes out that maybe they only lit on the 26th, like the Maaser Rekeach asked on the Rambam, the way we Cheshbin. Yet you know what? There's something about 25. There's something about 25 that totally was reconfigured and allowed Klal Yisrael to build a new Yontif, to have a new Koyach, to be Vayma'in, to be Moiser Nefesh, Leman HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to now save us. Now read Al HaNisim. And only the Al HaNisim of Chanukah. What do we say? Ula Amcho Yisrael Atzisa Tshuva Gedoyla Uforkon Kahayoyim Hazeh. We are now speaking about what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved us in the times of the Chashmonoim. But there's also something, that a redemption that happened, Kehayoyim Hazeh, that can be actualized even today. Kehayoyim Hazeh, that we say in Al HaNisim, is the Oisiyos again of Yoyim Chof Hei. The 25th day introduces something in our lives, Rabbi Yisai, that's relevant today. What is unique about the Yontif of Chanukah? Why is it like we ask that the Yontif of Chanukah doesn't get the same canonization, doesn't get the same svarim, doesn't get the same popularity? Even Purim, the Gemara in Chulin says, Haman min haTorah minayin, Esther min haTorah minayin, Mordechai min haTorah minayin, Mordechai. Where is it when it comes to Chashmonaim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Why don't we have that conversation? Why don't we even get a Masechta? You know why, Rabbi Yisai? Because it's not, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's not just a historic nes. And says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's not a nes that was triggered based on something preordained in the world. Rav Shlomo Kluger says something fascinating. He says, Kriyas Yamsuf Yitzias Mitzrayim, everything that existed in Jewish history was preordained. He says it was all based on the tnoim and the conditions when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Borei the Olam. Histakel Be'oraisa Ubara Alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu was aware about certain times that Kodesh Baruch Hu had to suspend nature. When the Torah says that the Yam Suf went back to its original state, the Torah says, uses the Lashon, Le'esano. Le'esano, Chazal tell us, is the language of Tna'o. He went back to his condition. He said, on this day, the 21st of Nisan, we will have a suspension of Mayim, and there will be a Kriyas Yam Suf, because that's what Klal Yisrael will need right now. I'm setting up that condition already before I'm creating the world. It was a Tna'i in Maisa Bereishis. Rabbi says, Dr. Shlomo Kluger, that's not true when it comes to the Nes of Hanukkah. This Nes was not supposed to happen. This Nes was not preconditioned. It was not preordained. Who created this Nes, Rabbi Yisai? Dr. Shlomo Kluger? We did. How did we do that? What was unique about this Nes? That it's above and beyond everything else that was preordained. How did that come into existence? Zok the Heiliger Bach, Rabbi Yisai? In Simin Tofresh Ayin, he says something myridic, and this is what Rav Shlomo Kluger highlights about the unique element of the Nes of Hanukkah. He's explaining over here why there's no Chi of Mishta V'Simcha like there is on Purim. The Suda of Purim is going to be in a few months, Rabbi Yisai. There's not going to be the Suda of Hanukkah. Why not? Frek the Bach, it's Geschmack. Let's do more. Zok the Bach. Iker anes to save k'sha'asu tshuva inu nafshoysen k'mosha amru esta leich k'noysa al yudim v'al telchlu v'al tishtu. They didn't eat, they didn't drink. L'fichach kavu l'mishlev yom simcha. So therefore, parallel to that hanhaga, they made it a yimei mishlev simcha. Lizkar iker anes. Aval b'chanukah, listen to what the Bach says. What is Chanukah? Iker agzera oysa al shehisrashlu ba'avoida. What was the gzera of Chanukah? We became weak. We became like them. We lost our fire. We lost our bren. We were misrashel ba'avoida. Ba'alkein ho'isa agzeru levato me'am me'avoida. You could be Jewish. You can keep your nationality. I don't care about that. Just stop thinking that you're unique. Stop having that excitement. What did they say, Rabbi Yisai? Kisvu al-cher nashor, ein lechem chelik be'elokei Yisrael. You're not unique. You're not special. You're just another member of the United Nations. But just be like everything. We don't want to kill you. We don't mind you being around. But ein lachem chelik bekel Yisrael. There's nothing unique about your avoida. There's nothing that it triggers and that it stands special. There's teva. There's the world, and the sun shines for each and every one of us. Stop prismila. Chazer b'tshuva. So what happened, Rabbi Yisai? What was the nes? Chazer b'tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, listen to the Lashon of the Bach. Limsor nafshom al ha'avoida. They said, you're going to stop our avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now, what did the Chashmonaim introduce? Mesiras nefesh. They brought back Mesiras nefesh. There's a struggle, there's a temptation, there's an effect of us becoming like them, with just yarmulkes on, that's not appropriate. They stood up, they were meiser nefesh, and there was a new nes. Al avoido yishia Hashem al yidei koyhanim oiv de avoido rebez Hashem al kerch nasa nes gam neiris tachas asher eru nafsham lomus al kiyama avoido. Why do we light Hanukkah candles, says the Bach? It's because it was all about mesiras nefesh la avoidus Hashem. Zok Rav Shlomo Kluger, he doesn't quote this Bach, but it's the same idea. He says you're never allowed to daven for an ace like the Gemara gets upset in Tainus of Farava. Don't daven for an ace. The Rebbein Shalom wants the world to be Tevedik. He created a world. Don't change it. One exception. If you're going to trigger it through Mesiras Nefesh. If the nace is a nace of Mesiras Nefesh, then you're allowed to daven such an ace. Rabbi Sai. Since we triggered the nes of Chanukah through our own Mesiras Nefesh, our own Chizuk, what we're willing to strive and die for, and redefine ourselves, and not just going yoim yoim, the same thing, and getting caught with this Eishes Bei Tifar, and just struggling, and strolling in and not getting excited about who we are and the opportunities we have as Yidden, then you're allowed to daven for an ace. That's the teretz to the Tvur Shores Kasha. Then you could say, Arachamanu Yasalot Anisim. Because you know what you're doing, Rabbi Yisrael, makes so much sense to me. You know what you're doing? You're saying, Yesh li chelek be'eluk Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be his partner. Kisvu al keler nashor, ein lechem chelek be'elukei Yisrael. Yevonim wanted us to say, you don't control anything. Everything is teva. Everything is just, the sun sets, the sun rises, you're just a regular person. Your avoda doesn't affect anything, your tefillah doesn't affect anything, your decisions don't make it affect anything, and just go with the flow. Yet what does Chanukah introduce to us? Chanukah introduces us, no, to the Yevonim. And I have odds against me, and Teva dictates it makes no sense, and I could create a nace. You know why? Because I have a chelek eloka mimayel. Because I'm a chelek be'eloka Yisrael. Yesh li chelek be'eloka Yisrael. And where did I write that? Kisvu al keren ashor. What did the Yevonim want to annihilate from us? The yesoid of who? Of Yosef HaTzadik. Megala Amukos tells us, Antioches, Yosef HaTzadik, they're all of the same gematria. The whole yesoid of Yosef is in this parsha. Is when he met up with Eishes Potiphar and he heard what she was saying, and he decides to switch that day from December 25th to the day of Chanukah. And he makes a Mesiras Nefesh that now gives every Yid. Like the Gemara in Yuma says, Yosef Mechayeves HaRishoyim. Yosef gives you the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. That's the Yom Tov. That's why we're allowed to daven. Specifically for this nace. Because it's a nace of Mesiras Nefesh. That's why it's not in the Torah. That's why it doesn't have the same books, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, or in the Tanakh. Because it's our Yom Tov. We created it. Yosef created it. And we upschlugged the Yevonim to tell him we do have a chelek. And guess who's the shore, Rabbi Yisai? Kisvu al keren hashor. Who is the shore, Rabbi Yisai? Shore, b'chor, shore, hoder, loy, is the bracha for who? For Yosef HaTzadik. Kisvu al keren hashor. Yosef is the biggest challenge to the Yevonim. And we tell the Yevonim, we're above them. We're above the Teva. We can even daven for only this nace that is relevant today. And that's what we say every day in Al-Anisim, Rabbi Yisai. Halo Dovaru. The same exact word that's said in the Torah, that we don't even understand, the Al-Shach doesn't understand why it's phrased like that, Kehayoyim Hazeh, is said in the Al-Anisim and the Tefillah, Ufurken Kehayoyim Hazeh. It's the 25th day. And even though they didn't actually light candles there, the Chazal wanted us to remember, it's the Koyach of 25 that now changed and transformed from December 25th, but just being one of the goyim and just putting lights outside your house to know to light candles and bring it into the home, and don't let all of those ideas infiltrate like Eishes Potiphar into your lives, and to do so with Mesiras Nefesh and be proud of Rabbi Yisai. And this is something that's relevant today. Kehayoyim Hazeh, these nisim are shayach today. A person who has Mesiras Nefesh, Chazal are telling us, you can say the Yirotzen. You can daven for something that Rava can get in trouble for. Because this isn't a preordained miracle. This is something that's relevant for generations to come. Change December 25th to Yom Chavei. And that's the site of Chanukah. That's the title of the day. Chanu Chavei. Even if the lighting didn't happen on that day like the Rambam says. Daven. Be Mesir Nefesh. Realize that you are an anacle of Yosef HaTzadik. Morever Avoisai, the Tzor Hamor, says something meridic in Parshas Vayeschanan. He tells us that the Yosef of Chanu Chafei. What is 25? Zok the Tzor Hamor, and it already has its roots in the Tukuni Zoyar Avoisai. Zok the Tzor Hamor, Chanu Chafei, how many Oisiyos are in what? Shin, Mem, Ayin, Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed, Yud, K, Vav, K. What is that? Anyone following? Is that right? Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Nun, Vav, Yud, K, Vav, K, Aleph, Ches, Dalet. Anyone count that? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echad, Hashem Echad. Is what? Is how many osios? 25. Zok the Tzor Amor. You want to know the Yisrael of Hanukkah? You want to know why it's 25? You want to know why the title is Chanukah Fe? It's because a Yid who lives with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's my entire life. That's everything that matters. That, says the Tzor Amor, was the way the Chashmonaim were able to take on thousands and hundreds of thousands of troops with 13 individuals, Rabin Biyad Ma'at. Doesn't matter your number. It doesn't matter the odds. The Teva is inconsequential when you're working with these 25 osios and you're proclaiming Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and fighting for what the Bach is telling us, that his srashlis in Aveda is not an option. So Rabbi said, there are going to be a lot of December 25ths in your lives. There are going to be a lot of Ishis Pletifers in the Kahayoim Hazeh in your lives. But you know what the Yontif of Chanukah tells you? This is different. This is speaking to me on a personal level. I have this challenge. I have this December 25th. I have this Ishis Pletifer. I have this Yom Tzchoik, this Yom Eid, and I have the ability through these 25 letters to get out there against all odds, against every obstacle, against anything that's logical, and just say the letters Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and guess what? There will be a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to you, because Yesh Li Chilek BeElokei Yisrael, written on what? On the shore of Yosef, that he instilled in me for generations to come. So Rabbi Yisai, as we recite Al HaNisim, as we forget Al HaNisim, we recite the HaRachamon, and we daven for this Nes, Rabbi Yisai, which is against Halacha in general. Let's remember what this Yom Tov is about. Let this imbue within us, Rabbi Yisai, a koyach to resolve all of our challenges. Let's think about this when we light the Neiros Chanukah, and not just do it ka'anoshim milumodom, but rather let this influence our daily avodas Hashem. Kehayoyim hazeh. I'm davening today. It's shayach to me. This is not something historical. This is something that changed, that wasn't supposed to happen, and therefore is not in Sifrei Tanakh. Nemirtza Hashem Rabbeisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us nisim and flows, and we should be zoiche to hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Yiddish and Nachas, to Emirta Hashem, bringing Mashiach Tzimkedu, Heira, Yameinu.